Hello, this is Pastor Mark. I welcome you to Pastor Markcast, my observations of current events in the context of how we understand God, what we understand about people, and how to find meaning in our own lives. Today I will be talking about a caregiver gets cared for. I have been a caregiver since I can remember. I think that my family trained me for this. Our family had a dog, and my sister and I were responsible for caring for him. Somehow, she always seemed to get out of caring for him, and it became my exclusive job. At holidays, we entertained a number of widows and maiden ladies. It was my job to make sure that they had everything that they needed. My older sister and I were both expected to be hospital volunteers in high school. It wasn't a question. When we entered high school, my mother handed each of us applications to volunteer at Christ Hospital in Jersey City. As I reflect back on my 41 years of ordained ministry, I realize how much of my ministry was caregiving. I have cared for the sick, the elderly, and even a few folks suffering from mental illness. I guess that I was trained for this when I was still a youngster. A short time ago, I was forced to transform from a caregiver to a care receiver. It was not easy. On the eve of my vacation, I felt fine at 9 a.m. By 10 a.m., I was in pain. By 10:30, I could no longer function and called my doctor. Soon I was in the emergency room receiving treatment and stayed in the hospital for the better part of 3 days. Over the course of these days, I was mostly bedridden and was the one that was cared for by an entire hospital staff. It was not easy for me to be confined to a bed and dependent on caregivers. How does a caregiver manage as one who needs care? After arriving home, I realized that I was still being cared for. A number of folks at the Community Church of Glen Rock contributed towards sending me meals from Market Basket, which is a high-quality deli nearby. I was once more in a position that was the opposite of caregiving. When a caregiver makes this transition, the caregiver is reminded of some truths of life. One, none of us are superheroes. There are times when we need the help of others. Two, to assume that we will never need the help of others is a bit narcissistic. The world does not revolve around us. Three, by experiencing these moments of dependency, we become better caregivers because we know the feelings of those that we care for. Four, some moments help us to walk more humbly with God as they humble our egos. Five, such moments let us know how precious life is. Life is short, and we must never take good health for granted. And finally, number six, it's good to be grateful for life and health. Neither of these are guaranteed. I am grateful to the staff of Hackensack Medical Center for their fine care. In addition, I am grateful to my brothers and sisters at the Community Church of Glen Rock for their fine caregiving of me during and after this medical emergency. Thank you, folks. I do hope that this unfortunate incident will make me a better caregiver, and something good will come from this. Well, my friends, this concludes this edition of Pastor Mark Cast. I know it is not easy to follow Jesus and obey him, but it is worth trying. When we do so, we benefit all those around us, and we fully know the peace that only God can give to us. I ask you to make this attempt, and may God bless your good intentions. To read my blogs, to hear more of my podcasts, to watch my children's Bible story videos, or to view my Community Church Conversation series, please visit my website, www.RevMarkWilliamEnnis.com.